canvas that hangs above the fireplace. Diane and Adam, who have already seen it, can't help going over to have another look, and Rufus joins them, while Esther sits down on one of the cream leather sofas. "It's amazing," Rufus says, looking in fascination at the hundreds of tiny markings that make up most of the painting. "It's called Fireflies," Jack offers, untwisting the wire from the bottle of champagne. "Oh, I've never seen anything quite like it." "Grace painted it," Diane tells him. "Can you believe it?" "You should see Grace's other paintings." Jack eases the cork from the bottle with only the slightest of sounds. "They really are quite something." Rufus looks around the room with interest. "Are they here?" "No, I'm afraid they're hanging elsewhere in the house."
"For Jack's eyes only," Adam jokes.
"And Grace's. Isn't that right, darling?" Jack says, smiling over at me. "For our eyes only." "Yes, they are," I agree, turning my head away. We join Esther on the sofa, and Diane exclaims in pleasure as Jack pours the champagne into tall glasses. She looks across at me. "Are you feeling better now?" she asks. "Grace couldn't make lunch with me yesterday because she was ill," she explains, turning to Esther. "It was only a migraine," I protest. "Unfortunately, Grace is prone to them." Jack looks over at me sympathetically. "But they never last long, thank goodness."
"It's the second time you've stood me up," Diane points out.
"I'm sorry," I apologise.
"Well, at least you didn't just forget this time," she teases.
"Why don't we meet up next Friday to make up for it? Would you be free, Grace? No dental appointments for you to suddenly remember at the last minute." "No, and no migraines either, I hope." Diane turns to Esther. "Would you like to join us? It would have to be at a restaurant in town because I work." "Thank you, I'd like that." She glances over at me, maybe to check that I don't mind her coming along, and as I smile back at her, I feel horribly guilty because I already know I won't be going. Calling everyone to attention, Jack offers a toast to Esther and Rufus, welcoming them to the area. I raise my glass and take a sip of champagne. The bubbles dance in my mouth, and I feel a sudden flash of happiness, which I try to hang on to, but it disappears as quickly as it came. I look over to where Jack is talking animatedly to Rufus. He and Adam met Rufus at the golf club a couple of weeks ago and invited him to join them in a game. On finding Rufus to be an excellent golfer, but not quite excellent enough to beat him, Jack invited him and Esther around for dinner. Watching them together, it's obvious that Jack is out to impress Rufus, which means it's important I win Esther round. But it won't be easy. Whereas Diane is simply admiring, Esther seems more complicated. Excusing myself, I go through to the kitchen to fetch the canapé I made earlier and to put the last touches to the dinner. Etiquette, Jack is pedantic about it, means I can't be gone for long, so I quickly whisk the egg whites that are waiting in a bowl into peaks and add them to the soufflé base I made earlier. As I spoon the mixture into individual dishes, I glance nervously at the clock, then put the dishes into a bain-marie and place it in the oven, noting the exact time. I feel a momentary wave of panic that I might not be able to pull everything off. But reminding myself that fear is my enemy, I try to remain calm and return to the sitting room with the tray of canapé. I pass them around, accepting everybody's compliments gratefully, because Jack will have heard them too. Sure enough, with a kiss at the top of my head, he agrees with Diane that I am indeed a superb cook, and I breathe a silent sigh of relief. Determined to make some headway with Esther, I sit down next to her. Seeing this, Jack relieves me of the canapé. "You deserve a rest, darling, after all that hard work you've done today," he says, balancing the tray on his long, elegant fingers. "It wasn't hard work at all," I protest, which is a lie, and Jack knows it, because he chose the menu. I begin to ask Esther all the right questions. If she's settled into the area, if she was sorry to leave Kent behind, if her two children have settled into their new school.